Erevin Peg Yud Mishnah Dalad. Here we're dealing with another type of carrying, semi-carrying from Rishus Haram to Rishus Hayochid, in a way which is certainly not deraisa. There would be a mokum to be goyzer, and the question is what the parameters of whether there would be goyzer is. Ziz shelufnei chaloin. We're talking here about a little, like a clothing line. Except it's not a line, it's like a board that sticks out of a window. It's probably used for storage, putting things right outside the window, if you need things to dry, and so on. Noisna love and noitla mimenu b'shabbos. The Rav says it's an even or eight haboilut min hakoysel. It's going into the ear of the Rishus Harab, the ear space of Rishus Harab, above asor tvachim, not Rishus Harab. Rishus Harabim is not Oila Ad Lurakia, above 10 is a Mokum Ptura, only Rishus HaYochid is Oila Ad Lurakia. So you're talking about taking something from Rishus HaYochid and putting it into ear space, which is a Mokum Ptura, but it is the ear space of a Rishus HaRab, there would be a Mokum Begoizer. The Mishnah says, no, no, it's no love and no, it's no man of a Shabbos. It's not a problem using it, taking it back and forth. Now, the Rav adds details from the Gemara. The Gemara says that Batsim, there would be a Mokum to be Goyzer. On what? On anything that you could assume that if it would fall down from the Ziz, it's wind, it's unprotected, that you would bend down and you would pick it up. And then you'd be picking it up from Rishus HaRabim and bringing it into Rishus HaYochid, which of course would be Malacha Deraisa. What would be the case? If you put on Kalim, that would, if they would fall to the ground, the type of thing you'd want to pick it up. What the Gemara calls Kalim Nishbarim, then you wouldn't be geyser. If you have a glass there, that if it falls down, if the wind knocks it off, it falls off. So Chaval al Davdin, but Lamai said it's gonna shatter, you're not gonna pick it up. So then you don't have to be geyser. Something that you would discard, a food item that's gonna get dirty if it falls down, so that's it. But if it's something that if it falls down, you might pick it up, then you shouldn't be mishtamish with the ziz. On that grada, the way we just said it over is the Rambam's way. Rashi and Tosfos also have, Shlechai is a Gemara, you have to know what to do according to the Rambam, is that there's a difference between a ziz that's four tvachim wide. Is the pshat because it's wide enough, it's kevem mokum la'atzmoy, so we don't look at it as using the airspace because it's a separate mokum, or the pshat is just practically dalet tvachim is something which generally it's wide enough that things don't fall off. Vinishvi, according to Rashi and Taisus, there's a chiluk between the two. According to the Rambam, he skips that detail, even though it's the pashtus of the Gemara, and it's only totally in Kelim Nishbarim as opposed to Kelim She'enam Nishbarim. So that's the first halach over here. Oymir Odom Bishus HaYochid, Umetaltul Bishus HaRabim, Bishus HaRabim Umetaltul Bishus HaYochid. A person is standing in one rishus and he's moving something in the other rishus. What's going on? You have somebody, picture somebody's in a window of the house, he's in his house. He sees outside the window something that's valuable and it's standing in harm's way where people could easily bump into it. So what does he want to do? He wants to move it over closer to the wall of the house or tuck it in by the steps. This way it's not seen by anybody passing by or it's not tripped over. So he wants to stick his hand out the window, bend over, and move the thing over. He's allowed to do it. There's no gzeira that he's going to take it in because he doesn't need that chayfitz inside. If it's something that he be'etzem would use inside, klar in the Gemara that Chazal were geyser. We're talking over here in the Mishnah where the hishtamshus, the tiltul, is for the chayfitz bimkoimoy. So he's allowed to bend out the window and move something over, like we said, Bishus HaRabim, or conversely, if he's outside and there's something inside, he sees through the window that there's something by the edge of the table and it might fall off and crack, so he sticks his hand through the window and pushes it into the middle of the table. B'talto Bishus HaYochid. The Mishnah adds, U'bulvad shelo yoytzi chutz ma'abamis. This is, of course, only when he's being mishtamish in Rishus HaRabim. In Rishus HaYochid, doesn't make a difference if you move dalaramas, kulek dalaramas. In Rishus HaRabim, you're not allowed to pick it up and move it over dalaramas. Now, it happens to be that in Mishnah Tess, we're going to have a machloikis in a similar type of case. One specific case is going to be opening up a door, a person standing in Rishus HaRabim, and he's putting the door in the key lock in Rishus HaYochid, which l'chayu would be tali, and over there it's a machloikis. Over here, the pashtus is that the Mishnah is being soysim, like one of the 10 of them that we're going to have over there, Mishnah test. Mishnah Hey. Another type of case of transporting something from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, not a regular case. Lo yamid odin b'shus ha'yochid v'yashdin b'shus ha'rabim. He's standing in b'shus ha'yochid, and he needs to be oiset tzorochov, to be mashdin mayim, and his guf, where the merag line is coming out of, is considered heyos that it's mokum hanocha, even though it's not a mokum dalad al dal, it's considered kemunach bimkoimoy, and he's doing the hatolas mayim b'shus ha'rabim. Does he have to be careful not to? The Mishnah says it's a problem. If he's standing b'shus hayochid, the mayim, the waste, migufoy, is considered as being munach b'shus hayochid, and he's being oikurit and miniach in b'shus harabim, or b'shus harabim, v'yash b'shus hayochid. Either way, it's problematic. V'chein lo yoruk, spitting is the same thing. The spit in his mouth is munach. Gufa is considered a makom chashuv. When he spits, he's putting it down in the other rishus. It's mamashem malacha daraisa. Reb Yehuda adds a detail over here. Af mishenitlash rukoi befiv. Even though when he has in his mouth, he hasn't been oikurit yet, but there's a concept that the spit could be sort of in his throat, or it could be a glob of water, of liquid in his mouth. B'chiyai gam, that's considered, that's what's called nitlash rukoi, from the mokum, from the where the saliva develops. And now it's water, it's like having a mouthful of water. Lo yahalach arba amos atriark. He's not allowed to walk the alams b'shus harabim. He has to spit it out. If he does walk, it's mashmiz chayiv chatos. That seems to be the halach over here. Now, we could add that there's a whole discussion over here in the Rishonim, l'chayra, his matl mayim or his spits, l'chayra, it's malach shen tzvich l'gufa. And we have a machlok tanoim. Does he want to take that waste item and put it in the other rishus? All he's trying to do is get rid of it from his guf. So here we have bavus tered, v'shteltzer, we spoke about this in Mishnah Shabbos, noitel tzipornov, the Mishnah says in Shabbos. If a person cuts his nails, is that a malach of their eyes over there also? He doesn't need the nails. Nobody really uses fingernails. Or if he's trimming his mustache, his hair. Does anybody use the hair? What is he doing? He's trying to be misakin gufoy. So Tosfos Taka holds that's malacha derabbanan. L'chayra, the same would be true here. According to the Rivash, and this seems to be the psak, it comes from the Ramban, seems to be the psak in Shulchan Aruch, that cutting nails or cutting hair is deraisa over here also. Why? Because the tzricha legufa is the guf that he's removing it from. It's not considered only something that agav he's doing. It's considered that he's doing a ma'aseh tikkun. The ma'aseh tikkun is the ma'aseh tikkun of his guf. So same with cutting here. Same would be the spitting, the removing this item from where he's standing. B'shus hayochin and putting it b'shus harabim would be considered a ma'aseh tiltul l'tzor gufoy, and he would be chayiv.